This is Christine Barrett, the incoming Australian Federal Police Commissioner. She sets out her vision for her administration. The problem is, we think she's bullshitting us from day one. Listen to her and we'll come back and tell you about her snow job. But she can still redeem herself, having been second to the outgoing Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw, and having seen and shut her mouth to what she saw involving Israel's attacks upon Australia and the political cover-up.
Every Australian, I will be devoted to protecting you and our way of life, and I commit to working as hard as I can every single day, like every AFP Commissioner before me. As Commissioner, I will ensure the AFP continues to keep Australians safe, protects the vulnerable, and identifies and disrupts an emerging cohort of criminals who have mixed motivations and threaten our national security.
She just detailed Australia's national security as her priority. It's the exact class of crimes perpetrated by seditious dual loyalty individuals in Australia who have collaborated with Israel to commit acts of terrorism on Australian soil. None of them have been held to account to date. They believe they're untouchable, politically protected. So, where are the Dural caravan plot and the Melbourne Adass synagogue arrests? We don't mean the hapless criminal patsy proxies the federal police claim to have identified, but the real culprits, Australian Jews connected to Israel and involving Mossad. Mossad is Israel's security intelligence agency that's been previously identified for committing crimes against Australia, like forging Australian passports to commit international assassinations. They've repeatedly done it on numerous occasions and were caught in the act by Australian authorities. Puzzlingly, there were no consequences for Israel. The Melbourne synagogue fire and Sydney caravan plots on Australian soil caused Australians to lose the last vestige of freedom of speech to appease certain Australian influential Jews with knee-jerk hate speech laws that must be repealed. Now the truth is emerging that Israel carried out the attacks that created the hate speech laws. Barrett needs to do her job and expose the Melbourne Adass synagogue fire and Dural caravan plot aided by domestic Jews loyal to Israel. These are crimes Barrett must pursue if she's to be true to her incoming vision statement. Mary Kostakidis is a veteran Australian journalist currently facing a complaint before the Australian Human Rights Commission, alleging that she breached Australia's discrimination laws by posting on X a link to a speech by Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah. The complaint was initiated in 2024 by the Zionist Federation of Australia. It's a bunch of carping Jews with an unrepresentative, pompous officious named Organisation fooling politicians and the media that they speak for Australia's mere 120,000 Jews. Kostakidis would be found guilty if prosecuted under the new 2025 hate speech laws and the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, which includes criticism of Israel. Here is a December 2024 X post where Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. He made the remarks in the aftermath of his own Mossad's attacks on Australia and him calling upon Australia's lawmakers to stamp out anti-Semitism. His real motive was to capture Australia's foreign policy for Israel and silence any Australians' dissent against Israel. The Jew Gillian Siegel, who is the Australian government's anti-Semitism envoy, wants the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism adopted in Australia. It's the Netanyahu definition of anti-Semitism that includes Israel. This would mean that any criticism of Israel's genocide in Gaza amounts to anti-Semitism and hate speech in Australia, with a mandatory 5 years plus in jail. How ironic that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. He's a fugitive at large that if he visited Australia, he'd be arrested as Australia is a signatory to the Rome Statute as a member of the ICC. We now ask, will Christine Barrett commit to blowing open Israel's interference in Australia with acts of terrorism, as was deemed by both the Victorian and New South Wales premiers, Jacinta Allen in Victoria and Chris Minns in New South Wales, who are Jewish lobby captured? They used the terrorism designation to justify their odious hate speech laws. They're now regretting the terrorism designation as the crimes are now a matter of national security. Christine Barrett raised national security as her focus in her vision she brings to the commissioner's job. Let's see if she's true to her word. Australia's Israel lobby problem is identical to that in the United States with the American Israel Public Affairs Committee known as IPAC. It's captured the US Congress for Israel. New South Wales Member of Parliament Mark Latham has been valiantly exposing what Israel did attacking Australia and the shameful hate speech laws rushed in by Chris Minns at the behest of the Jewish lobby, which operates in breach of Australia's Foreign Influence Transparency Act. Barrett needs to start prosecuting mischievous Jews in Australia as foreign agents of Israel. For his trouble, Mark Latham has been relentlessly and scurrilously attacked on personal grounds. Sky News, sardonically known as Jew News, and the Daily Telegraph or Daily Tel Aviv have been the primary attack dogs for the seditious Minns government to silence Mark Latham from asking about who was behind the Dural caravan plot, which saw Premier Chris Minns bring down a sledgehammer of hate speech laws with mandatory jail time. Latham is asking, what did Minns know and when did he know it? As the New South Wales Police and the Australian Federal Police in fact knew of the foreign state responsible for the Dural caravan plot. It was Israel using paid Australian local criminal proxies. Christine Barrett needs to live up to her chest full of medals hiding her tits and tell Australia what some deep pockets mischievous domestic politically connected criminal Jews have done in concert with the State of Israel on Australian soil. Enough of the political snow job. Australians must be told the truth. It has seditious Israel lobby traitors in its midst working with a foreign state that's attacked Australia. Christine Barrett needs to act like a police commissioner if she wants to be taken seriously now. She's replaced her former boss, Reese I Know Nothing Kershaw. Let's see if Barrett has balls or tits with pointless medals. She can start by busting open Israel's acts of terrorism and foreign interference in Australia that duped and strong-armed Australian politicians to harm Australians by limiting their free speech with hate laws and mandatory prison sentences using weaponized definitions of hate to silence and jail Australians. Barrett has a serious job in front of her. So, what's it to be Miss Barrett, a commissioner with tits with useless medals, or one with balls of steel? She'll need them when she goes after corrupt politicians and meddling traitors using the Foreign Influence Transparency Act to preserve Australia's national security and sovereignty.